This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. News sources confirm that the Taliban have taken over Jalalabad, the capital of Nangarhar province, leaving Kabul, the Afghan capital, as the only major city in Afghanistan under government control. Eyewitnesses said Taliban had taken over the governor's office and the police headquarters by Sunday morning. Various reports said security forces were also retreating from other districts of Nangarhar province, which borders Pakistan and holds one of the key border crossings into Pakistan. The speed of the Taliban offensive has shocked both locals and the international community, while violence in the country has been high since 2020. After the Taliban signed a deal with the United States, the latest campaign against Afghan cities has been unexpectedly fast. The Taliban gains started with the capital of Nimroz province on Friday, August 6th. 9 days later, they have surrounded Kabul from all sides. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani, in a recorded message Saturday, told the nation he was consulting with both national and international players on the situation, which he called an imposed war. Expectations that the Taliban will march on Kabul next have embassies scrambling to get their personnel out. The U.S. is sending 1,000 troops in addition to the 3,000 troops that were ordered to go in last week to help evacuate U.S. embassy staff. President Joe Biden said in a White House statement that the U.S. has told the Taliban that any action that puts U.S. personnel at risk will be met with swift and strong U.S. military response. You can keep up on this story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. We also have a mobile app that you can download. This is VOA News. At least 304 people are dead in Haiti after a 7.2 magnitude earthquake Saturday, with aftershocks continuing. Experts say at least two aftershocks of magnitude 5 and higher have struck in the past few hours. The latest measured 5.8 magnitude, according to the U.S. Geological Survey, and was near the site of the original quake. Haiti's Civil Protection Agency says at least 1,800 people are injured and more remain missing. The damage is widespread. The initial quake struck around 125 kilometers west of the capital city, Port-au-Prince, at a depth of 10 kilometers. Prime Minister Ariel Henry, who took office just 3 weeks ago, said the government was mobilizing aid to the affected areas. He's declared a month-long state of emergency for the country. The White House said Saturday that U.S. President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris were briefed Saturday morning about the quake in Haiti. President Biden said in a statement he is, quote, saddened by the devastating earthquake in what he called already a challenging time for the people of Haiti. He was referring to the July 7th assassination of President Jovenel Moise and the political strife underlying that murder. Biden said he and the vice president, quote, send our deepest condolences to all those who lost a loved one or saw their homes and businesses destroyed. He added that the United States remains a close and enduring friend to the people of Haiti. The president also authorized an immediate response by the U.S. and named the U.S. Agency for International Development Administrator Samantha Power to coordinate the effort. Other countries are also offering to help Haiti, including Argentina and Chile. Haiti was already the poorest nation in the Western Hemisphere. Lack of funding for earthquake preparedness has meant many buildings could not withstand the power of the earthquakes, both in 2010 and today. Thousands of people marched in Montreal and across France on Saturday to protest vaccine passports. Starting next month in Canada's Quebec province, proof of vaccination against COVID-19 will be needed to go to a restaurant, bar, gym, or festival. The vaccination rate in Quebec is high. 84% of adults have received at least one dose. 70% have received two. In France, this was the fifth Saturday in a row in which people protested the country's plans for a vaccination pass that is needed to enter restaurants and travel on long-distance trains. The French rules took effect last week as new infections rose, thanks to the highly transmissible Delta variant of the coronavirus. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.